Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Signed a third round pick, though. Blaze.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
There's a disagreement here in studio.
How unusual.
I'll tell you what, it's what makes us different that makes us great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yeah, 98.5 Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. Rich has pulled his back out. Humping. So it's Joe Murray and John Wallach, which means I cannot be in studio. And again, tomorrow I'm not allowed in studio because Rich will be on vacation. So that's on me. And I cannot wait to get my vacation back, which was unfairly taken away from me. Not a good time, John, right now with management.
I understand. I've been.
Wouldn't
monitoring
you say that?
That
I am normally a very low maintenance employee?
Yes, I would say. I would say you do have a lot of low maintenance moments. Yes.
Yes, and I would say that things have crossed a bit of a line. That
I would also say that things have taken a sharp left turn in the last week. Yes,
and you would believe that I am correct in what I am saying.
Yes, I would say that I am landing on your side in this one. Yes,
yes, as is everyone else at the station. I don't know why they're doing it to me. I don't complain. I don't do anything. I go with the flow. But apparently, I'm a prick for wanting the show to be better. Joe, you were a pawn in a very major chess game yesterday. Joe, I had to fight for you to be on the show.
I'm always just sitting here whenever you need me.
Well, to that I would say thank you, Fred. I'm glad you valued
Fred,
that.
Fred, I appreciate everything that you do. Thank you.
I would say that Fred, I'm glad that we've struck up this chemistry.
Fred,
I would rather be on a highly rated morning show than stuck in some afternoon show that pulls a one share.
I was on at night last night till 11 o'clock, and then
got home
at midnight.
One person heard you.
Turned it around, and I'm here. So I love being on the highly rated Toucher and Rich program. Thank you, Fred.
You wouldn't know it.
Good comeback.
You wouldn't know it based on the way I'm treated. I don't get what I do that infuriates these people.
The whole thing's kind of bizarre. The whole last week has been kind of bizarre. I will agree. It's unprecedented.
Would you say that you've worked in? Okay, so you worked at the EEI.
Yes, that's correct.
Am I anywhere within orbit of the way that they behaved at the EEI?
Jesus. Well, that's not a fair fight. I mean, you're a one.
Well, it's a fair fight.
No, no.
It's a fair fight because it's the same industry.
No, no, I understand it, but it's not a fair fight if you're comparing the two things. It's like, you know, the Detroit Lions and the New England Patriots when talking about championships and success. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
you're Detroit.
On.
You're Detroit in this equation.
Rich and I leave everyone alone. We don't do anything. I mean, we don't complain. Meanwhile, you have people, you know, knocking things over and kicking things over and backbiting.
No, the old days at EEI was the Wild West for long periods of time.
Well, and we're doing better than they did back then. And yes. I believe, do you think I have an ego?
No, No, yes, I would say not. I would say you do not have an ego.
I hate myself.
Yes, for that very reason.
All right. Ryan, we're just shooting the breeze, guys. I just had to get that off my chest.
Shooting the breeze. Shooting the breeze.
All right, Ryan, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Steak and eggs.
Steak and eggs, baby.
I'm scrolling the gram the other day, and I see your influencer post about the back wax.
Okay, real quick. At Fred Toucher on Instagram. Go ahead.
Yep. And I'm an Italian guy, so as you can imagine, a little bit of a hairy back and chest. And so I'm wondering, as an influencer and someone I look up to, where'd you go? What was your experience, and what would you recommend for a first timer?
Okay, so I went to Bellasante Spa, which I paid for in Newtonville, and So here is the secret to getting your back waxed. The secret is that with the pandemic, I couldn't do it. So when they pull it out, it looks like they've literally shaved a cat. Like, I mean, like, because the hair is under your skin, too. So it's like this long hair. So what you want to do is you want to go every month, because then it's a lot less painful. The shaving of the back, it's going to grow back a lot quicker. With a waxed back, you can get away with it for probably about 2 months. But I would do it every month.
Yeah, I buzz mine and it comes back in about a week and a half.
Yeah, you don't want
to
do that.
I've been going to the beach almost every day, and I just let it all hang out.
Nice.
Oh no, I have been too. I mean, I mean, first of all, no one wants to sleep with me. I'm disgusting. I vitiligo. I just almost swore.
Today's your anniversary, though, Fred. Right?
I know, and since we almost got a divorce, I really had to go all in on it.
Yeah.
All right. So, Dan,
the zone isn't calling. Okay.
No. The zone has been – oh, the bone zone?
Yes.
Oh, no. That has been open for business.
All right. So what are we talking about here? I mean, it doesn't seem to matter.
3 times in a week.
Whoa. Hey, now. When was the last time that happened?
Before we got married.
And you've been married how long now, including today?
15 years.
Wow, congratulations.
Good for you, Fred. Good for you.
I don't think it's any secret I was going through a lot of internal crap during this thing.
And, well, of course, but usually that does not translate into automatic bone zone.
Well, the threat of... here's what happened, and I'll be honest, and I'm sure my wife would really appreciate this. But there was divorce on the table, and we decided not to get divorced, and then... It sort of rekindled a physical relationship, because it was almost like we were dating again.
And you were on board with this?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, not
I didn't want to get divorced.
No.
It wasn't
not on
my
board
idea.
With getting divorced. I understand that part of it. I'm talking about the sex part of it.
See, John, I was very anti getting divorced.
No, I got that part.
That was my opinion on the matter.
Right.
Was that I did not care for that idea. But no, Fred, so I was trying to, you know, sway things in a way that I would not get divorced.
Sure, and you succeeded. You did. Congratulations.
I know that you could not, find your way out of that the first time that you were married, but I did the same.
No, that was a trap door
you know what we said is that we said, if we look back at this COVID period, because she had gone to two lawyers, and they both, in fairness to lawyers, they both said to her, really think about what you're doing, because these are unprecedented times, and you know, really think about it. They did not grab her money. She did not pay any of them. And it was, and we talked about it, and we're like, we're not going to be like this. I mean, this is, and since then I've calmed way down, and things have gotten better.
I'm really glad this has worked out well for you, Fred. I am. Sincerely. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. You know what I just did?
You shared.
Yeah. Gave you a little slice of life.
Yeah, we're just shooting the breeze here.
I mean, Mike, am I wrong in saying that if I shoot the breeze, sometimes I bring the truth to the young black youth? Jay, go ahead. He's on line 7, is Jay.
And my 5-month-old son, the first time he laughed was at your Ray Lewis impression.
Well, he, my friend, just get MIT on the phone right now, because he is got a sophisticated sense of humor, and he will know.
Your little baby likes your impression.
Hey there, kid. What are you doing? You're sitting in a car seat. Don't let me tell you about the times I sat in a car seat, but that's for not the podcast. That's for later.
That's right. No stories here.
No, no stories. I just let you know that they're out there in the wind.
Right.
But I will not tell you them. Car seat. Car meat.
What?
Don't retreat.
Oh. All right.
Stay on your feet. Slam poetry, Ray Lewis. Slam poetry, Ray Lewis. Dan, go ahead. We're just shooting the breeze, Dan. Don't worry about it already. Just don't, no pressure. Go ahead.
Hey, I got some advice for that comedic dunce, Wallach.
Yes.
I've never heard a worse impression of Ray Lewis aside from Maz doing an impression of Bill Belichick when Jim Murray is doing that voice. Like, you cannot step on Slippery T's impressions like that. You sit back, you laugh track, and then you kind of ask questions to Ray Lewis, but you started to try to do impersonations.
No, I was very careful not to step on Fred. I was very careful about that.
Rich makes that mistake sometimes too, is that he, instead of playing a straight man, he will do the impression as well, which I find to be like when he does his nerd impression, Rich, I do not step on that with a nerd impression.
Nope, that's true.
I will ask him questions.
Yep.
So it's you're a straight man. You ask questions.
Lesson learned. But it sounds like so much fun to do. And that's why I kind of get roped into it.
Johnny
but
boy,
I'm very careful not to step on you. Very careful not to step
unaware,
on you.
I was unaware that you stepped on me, but I will tell you this, is that that Rich does this too. Sometimes just everyone's got to get out of the way. And if I fail, I fail.
I've just Ray Lewis to sing Deion Sanders' song. Ooh. You know, I've been trying to get you to sing that song for a bit now.
I don't remember the lyrics to it, to be honest with you, Joe. I got shoes and everything else, all right? Okay, now you heard enough. D.A., go ahead. He's on line 7.
Hey, guys. Hey, hello. Fred, I wanted to congratulate you on putting your best foot forward with your marriage. And Mr. Wallach, if I may, leave the stepping on things to me.
That's right.
Good advice, D.A.
Thank you.
So
much. You love feet. All right, Steve on line 3. We'd like to hear from him.
Hey,
what's
very interesting listening to the show with the ways of a woman. I just heard you talking about your relationship with your wife. Now, I just recently matched with a very old girlfriend on a dating website. Now, I know two things about this girl: that she's amazing in bed, and that she's completely insane. And if you were me, Fred, would you contact her and go from there, knowing that it would cause probably horrible drama, but you'd have at least one.
Okay. Here is the thing. And this has been something that I know someone's dealing with. Is he still on the phone?
I'm still here.
Yeah, okay. A pregnancy scare. And what happens with that is that if she's truly insane, she can ruin your life for a good 3 months with the pregnancy scare. And I know this is happening to someone that I know. And you do not want that. You do not want
that. It's only for 3 months. It's been like a year since I've been, intimate. So I'm thinking I could probably, if I have one good night, I could probably deal with 3 months of crazy.
Okay, bang her once, but then consensually, of course. Mm. And then I would not do that again.
I never go backwards.
Because I have a friend who is going through something like that. And he's a doctor. And he's saying, well, I would like to meet the doctor that is, saying this is all happening, and the woman is refusing him access to the doctor. So, needless to say, he is not happy. He's saying, this is...
Never go backwards, boys.
He is saying, and this is not a young woman that he is, quote-unquote, impregnated. This is a woman over 40, and my... once, don't go back for a second. The older you get, the crazier it means. The crazy takes on a whole new perspective. When you're a kid, you know, crazy is just like, all right, you know, she's nuts and she's going to, you know, sit outside your door and throw rocks at it or something. When you get into your 40s, yeesh, then you got to bring lawyers. You got to get a lawyer and this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So not good. Not good. So if you know she's crazy once, not twice. Don't be like my friend. Can you imagine his feeling? This woman calls him and she goes, I'm pregnant. I'm 12 weeks pregnant. And he goes, okay, I'm a doctor. Can I see your doctor? And she goes, no.
Yeah.
He goes, all right, well, then what do you want me to do? He's like, would you take a pregnancy test? And she goes, no. She goes, I'll meet you at a restaurant. And he goes, well, what the hell is the point of me meeting you at a restaurant? You gotta know if you're pregnant. I'm like, you know, God. You know, like, so that is something my friend's going through right now, which I would not suggest to anyone. Not suggest to anyone. Anyway, so listen, we shot the breeze.
We definitely learned a lot during this segment, Fred.
We learned about my life. We learned about my friend's life.
I think we should just keep it going.
In this COVID time?
Yeah, Joe's got a point.
I think we should just keep it going,
I think,
man.
People hang on through the break. Let's get to the stack this way, man.
I don't know. I think I've divulged too much information about my life.
I was liking you.
Yeah, the curtain has definitely been opened here.
Well, I am not I do share my life on the air, but I was getting pretty close to a line when I was talking about my friend, and I don't want to, it's not me. I swear to God, it's not me. But I was getting pretty, and it's no one you guys know. He doesn't live in Massachusetts.
Okay.
And I was getting pretty close to something I should probably be talking about. So maybe we talk sports.
They got an article on Baker Mayfield if you want to talk about that.
Yeah, you know what, Joe? You carry the next big baby. Right, you just do it. You do what you do. All right, we'll be right back. What is going on?
Well, I just, you know, we can talk a little sports for a second here. I know you're a big Baker Mayfield fan.
I am not. I think that he will be a terrible quarterback. I think the reason he was drafted is one of the most idiotic things I've ever heard, based on his intangibles, which mean nothing. I mean, you could give me the hardest worker in the world, and the best case scenario is Danny Woodhead. So, continue.
All right. Well, there's one thing that I can tell you about Baker Mayfield. Sports Illustrated had an article this week saying that Baker Mayfield, one of the best at things happening downfield. Get your mind out of the gutter. Baker Mayfield, one of the best at making throws downfield in the NFL this year. Only one of two quarterbacks to throw at least three touchdown passes of 40 yards or more this year.
Well, Joe, I'll tell you this, is that if only he had weapons, I mean, imagine what he could do with that. And if I throw Odell Beckham or Landry a 10-yard pass and they take off, thank you for the statistics. I mean, that means nothing. And by the way, that's not the way the game is played anymore. I mean, do you want Jeff George? Do you want a guy that just has a cannon? Or do you want a guy that can read defenses and throw?
I think Patrick Mahomes is a guy who throws the ball downfield.
That guy has a cannon.
Okay, but what else does Mahomes do?
He can move in the pocket, definitely.
And what else does he do? What are Tyreek Hill's normal routes?
That's a nine. That's a go.
Yeah, that's a go route.
Right.
Yeah. He throws the ball downfield.
Yeah, and so what? Who's in the middle?
Oh, Travis Kelce.
Okay, so what do I have?
You can check down, and you can throw to your running backs as well.
Thank you. Thank you. So I have excellent running backs. I have an all-world tight end, and then I have a speedster at wide receiver. And if I'm Baker Mayfield, I have two elite downfield runners. Am I mistaken in thinking that Landry is a elite downfield runner, or am I?
Yes, elite.
He is elite. So I have two elite kids that can run downfield. So congratulations, Baker.
But there's a new coach. Stefanski's going to take over. Known for running the football a
Cleveland
little bit
more. Got themselves a decent tight end in free agency, right?
Right.
Who?
So,
the kid from the Chargers who's hurt a lot. No. I'm sorry. Austin Hooper, right? Didn't they get Hooper from Atlanta?
The Burt Reynolds? Tight end. They got Austin Hooper, and they got the kid Harrison Bryant.
Austin Hooper had a big year in Atlanta last year.
Now, looking at this, do you know who the other quarterback who threw three touchdowns of 40 yards or more last year was in the NFL?
Lamar Jackson.
Nope.
No.
Well, who was it?
Kirk
Fitzpatrick.
Kirk Cousins.
Nice. There you go. Another guy with elite weapons.
But anyway, Sports Illustrated is making a big deal.
Well, Cousins got a cannon. I mean, if you just watched him at Michigan State, they did a best players in Michigan State over the last 25 years. And I don't think he was the quarterback in that. I don't think that he was the quarterback. But I think that the quarterback was the kid that took him to the Alabama playoff game, and whose name I can't remember. But yeah, he wasn't even the best quarterback at Michigan State over the last 25 years. Go ahead.
Anyways, my point is that they're banking on his downfield throwing ability.
Okay, I'm banking on him sucking, and I'm banking on him not being big enough and not being strong enough and him alienating all his weapons. And by the way, chuck it downfield all you want. Give me Odell Beckham and Landry and see where I'm at. But there is a price to pay for chucking the ball downfield like that.
I think the reason they got the tight end. I think that part of the reason they got the tight end was to limit him from doing that.
He's been
all right. Where is Tom Brady on this list? Is there a list?
It says there's only two players in the NFL that threw three or more touchdowns of 40 yards.
Okay, so Tom Brady probably after Randy Moss did it once. So. You know, that means nothing to me. That's not the way the NFL is played right now. It's nothing. Okay. It's nothing. If I throw the ball to Odell Beckham Jr., I can throw it 10 yards and he can take off. And how many touchdowns was it?
Three of 40.
Well, I mean, I got to tell you, in 16 games, I mean, that jumps off the page. Give me that kid.
I just want to throw one other thing, too. We were discussing this last night, but Football Outsiders came up with the best NFL team of the decade. And they listed their top five. And the number one team was that 13 Seattle Seahawks, which I'll agree were a very good team.
Legion of Boom and all that.
But the number two team was the 2010 Patriots. And I believe that was the first year of Rob Gronkowski, Aaron Hernandez on that team, which wasn't good. I didn't think that team was good whatsoever. The two other teams they have are the Seahawks of 15, the Seahawks of 12, and then the 19 Baltimore Ravens. But how can you have a best team of the decade and like you don't win the Super Bowl?
What that 2010 team wasn't that the team that blew the Jets' doors off during the season and then lost in the first round?
I believe so. Yes.
Oh, I was there. Yeah, that was can't wait.
That team was not good. They traded Richard Seymour. Warren was on the
They go 14-2.
Still, that's the Danny Woodhead year, actually. Yeah, you're right.
You can't beat Rex Ryan.
No.
What are you going to do, Rex Ryan in the playoffs?
That team was not good. Come on.
That team was a juggernaut.
They have Super Bowl teams that were better than that.
All right. Fair enough.
Are you going to tell me Revis on one side with Chung and McCoy? Who was the other guy they had on the outside
Brandon
there?
Browner.
Browner.
Oh, by the way, after the minute he left here,
he's in trouble.
It spun into a ditch. But still, Brandon Browner and Darrell Revis.
That was a better defense than whatever they had there. Who they have then, Kyle Arrington or whatever?
I don't know.
I'm just saying, crap.
I think that was that Devin McCourty's first year?
He was a corner. He was a corner that year, all pro.
Yeah.
Or at least a pro bowler. But anyways, this list,
crap. You know who is a strong safety on that team? The Big Bang Club.
Ooh, that's right.
Brandon Merriweather.
I was on that team. It was crazy. I was on that team. We just go out to club and be like, hello, here we are. And just bump. Look at all these booties. Bottom feet up in this piece. Ooh la la, Sasson. By the way, I'm on Twitter right now, and if you love to talk sports, all right, let me just ask you guys this question. Do you love to talk sports?
Usually, yeah.
Sure.
Do you want to learn the tools you'll need to be on air?
Oh, sure.
Ooh, is this like a podcast class?
It's sportscasting's bachelor degree with Dan Patrick School of Broadcasting. Sportscasting.
Hey.
I mean, you can sit down at the foot of a man whose greatest career highlights now look like they're from the Stone Age and really learn from him. And you know what the secret is to put all the SI swimsuit editions on your wall and then have a golf simulator.
Mm-hmm.
And that will get you everything. And then have a sign that says popsicles. But yes, I would agree that. So if I'm grading teams the last 25 years, let me think. That you have to have a Chad Pennington Jets team
sure. On
there, obviously.
Sure.
I thought that Broncos Manning team was pretty good, that defense.
What about the Elway Terrell Davis?
Oh, 25 years. Oh, geez. Do you put the 2000 Ravens up there?
Yes. The Elway, Terrell Davis, that's like right on the border of 25. That's like 97, 98, right?
Yeah. So those one, yeah, that was very good teams.
That was right. Elway was like 37, 38 years old at that point.
Yeah, and he just handed the ball.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I mean, that's a reason Elway won was the same reason Manning won at the end. His defense and his running game.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, there's a bit of question with that list. But that's why they do them, my friends. That's why they do them. All right. We will be back with the stack. I have nothing. Oh. But I will, during this break, search valiantly over the internet to find something to talk about. And we'll be back. Here are the headlines.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's become painfully clear.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
617-779-0985. Maybe you can take this time to call while John makes money.
Be good. Well, Stack brought to you.
Even though I have not one endorsement. Go ahead.
Stack is brought to us by Window Nation. It's Window Nation's buy two, get two free sale. No down payment, no payments, and
but
zero.
But in fairness, they took my vacation away, too. So I'm cooking with gas. Go ahead.
I understand. It's Window Nation's buy two, get two free sale, Fred. No down payment, no payments, and 0% financing for 12 full months. Check them out if you can at windownation.com.
So I'm having a good time this morning. You know, I'm enjoying myself. We're not talking about the COVID or none of that.
Right.
And then I get on the Facebook, and this guy I went to high school with that I can't stand puts up, can't believe she put up with me for 20 years, and then pictures of his wedding. Go screw yourself. What are you doing, you stupid idiot? I can't believe she put up with me for 20 years. Shut up, idiot. And by the way, you're 45, you loser. What? Oh, yeah. With your ugly wife with her big buck teeth.
Oh, no.
Good. Oh, my God. I mean, I can't believe she put up with me for 20 years. You know what? It's so important that you shared that. Thank you so much. And by the way, when you put it in a self-deprecating way, it didn't make it at all feel like you were trying to get people to respond to you. By the way, 73 comments and 140 likes for this idiocy.
Yeah.
Big, stupid
idiot. Are you going
idiot.
To comment, Fred?
I've done that before on Facebook where I've just commented
so well.
and like been like, I hate you and like things like that.
Yeah.
Well, this was the same guy that was into big, what was it, P90X?
Yeah.
And
oh,
then
yeah.
he was like super into P90X. And then there was a like reunion in Detroit and he showed up. I wasn't there. And he showed up and like he was kind of fat. And so they kind of like slyly busted his balls. And he did not pose that again. So, but can't believe she put up with me for 20. Why are you putting that on Facebook? Shut up. You idiot.
I think it's clear to show he's better than you.
Well, listen, I've been married for 15 years today. Do you think I'm going to put something on Facebook? Why would I put anything on Facebook?
There's no need.
I got one of them Cartier
yeah.
love bracelets.
Sure.
On the account we were going to get divorced.
Not going to happen now, Fred. You guys are happy.
Not anytime soon. Uh-huh. Once you put that gold on that wrist.
Just saying. And visiting the Bone Zone regularly these days?
J-Wow has one. I mean, it's a whole situation.
Yeah.
Can't believe she put up with me for 20 years. Go screw. You stupid audio. He's an audiologist that went to University of Toledo. You might as well have gone to University of my ass. Toledo, you piece of garbage. Can you imagine you walk into someone's office and he goes, I'm going to treat you for something. Well, where'd you get your degree? The University of Toledo. Okay, well, I'll be leaving now.
Maybe it's one of the best audiology programs in the country.
I don't think Toledo has anything that's the best of anything.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to guess that Toledo is claim to fame is that it's an hour from Detroit.
That and MASH. Those are the two things people know Toledo about.
Why, was Jimmy Farr from Toledo?
Klinger was from Toledo.
Klinger was
He wore
Toledo.
That Mud Hens hat for like a decade.
Yeah, there you go.
Good team to bet on, too, in the MAC conference. But.
Okay. And that's the other thing.
I know two guys that played football at University of Toledo.
Okay.
They were actually very good football players.
There we go. But, Kareem Hunt, the pride of Toledo, I'm getting.
Oh, that's right. A good subject Mike right there. Yeah,
can't believe she put up with me for 20 years. Well, why don't you go kill yourself?
Yeah, I think that's a lock.
Shut up. You know what I'm going to do today? I'm going to put up a whimsical Facebook post. Idiot.
Maybe I'll tag Fred and all my Facebook posts going forward.
I think that's a good idea.
A reaction.
Yeah. I do just in here. Yeah. I would do just in here. I would do the podcast.
Maybe you should ask.
Well, let's pick a day.
I don't know how I would get on your
I would just
air.
Send you an email and you'd have to just be in front of a computer.
I would Zoom it?
Well, it's something different than Zoom, but similar.
Okay. Can't believe she put it. Shut up. See, if you put a picture of your kid up, that's nice. All right, yeah. Or you put a picture from high school up, I understand.
Hey, would you be like offended if he unfriended you now? Because you talked about him?
Oh, no. The only reason I'm still friends with him is that me and my couple friends bust his balls constantly. And then when he randomly shows up, they just make fun of him. And he doesn't have any idea they're making fun of him because he's so completely stupid. Because he went to the University of Toledo. Which is the University of Phoenix where you actually have to go to school. Can't believe she put up with me for... I mean, do you know how much that bothers me?
I'm aware, yeah. I'm kind of getting
the sense.
Why
don't you just say happy anniversary? You know what? If you put up happy anniversary, happy anniversary, I love you. Then I look at it, I go, that's fine. That's
it's
great.
Sincere, too.
Like, yeah, you love your wife. Great. I don't believe you, but yes, okay. You're pretending on Facebook. First of all, everything you put on Facebook, I think, is a cover-up for the real pain you're going through, and I'm not making that up. I truly believe, because I know guys that were in, like, terrible relationships that would put stuff up on Facebook about how great everything was, and especially during the pandemic, people would go, like, oh, my son made a sign, and you're like, yeah, but you want to put a bullet in your head. And so I just hate that. Can't believe she put up with me for 20 years. Oh, I'm such a bad boy. Good, you live in Canton, Michigan, you dummy. You're an audiologist, you piece of garbage. Why don't you post more pictures if you do P90X, you average prick?
So you're saying this bothers you?
It wouldn't bother you?
Not to this extent, but yes, it would bother me. Yes.
He's a mashed potato sandwich on white bread with mayonnaise. He's just the most blandest piece of crap I've ever seen in my life. Can't believe you really can't believe that horse tooth pig really couldn't
Come on now. Come on. It's 9:48.
Not a man
I'm
scrambling
sorry.
In the other room. Oh, wow.
Sorry.
Really?
Ready, T. I had an over-under of like 6:13 for that this morning.
All right. Well, I apologize.
Thanks, John. Yeah.
Gracious.
Well, listen, it went over the internet. I can't help that.
Oh, speaking of that, I believe this is the year anniversary of the Tyler Faith.
Yes, it is.
Mark
it is.
Gimelli.
I got notified. Today's the day. It's 1 year ago today.
Yeah, she loved it. She was having so much. She had so much fun. I was making out with her. She is so, oh, she loved it.
She made out with my dad. One of the best lines of the show in at least 5 years.
I hate this. I hate everyone. I hate everybody here. I hate you. I hate Fred.
Yeah.
I was there.
He should really hate me. I've done nothing for him. It's.
I hate this. I hate everyone. I hate everybody here. I hate you.
I'm so mean to him.
I hate Fred.
I'm so mean to Nick.
1 year ago today.
I've done nothing. I've done nothing but bring him down. He should hate me to such a degree with my stupid pay cut to keep him employed with that dumb Twitch that no one needs.
Hey, Fred, I love you. Thank you for
five more minutes.
Helping me in my low-level career. Helping me be on this highly rated show. I really appreciate
it. Well, I fought for you yesterday and got me in trouble with management.
Yep.
It got me in a little bit of a kerfuffle or whatever you call it.
Thank you very much for that. I appreciate it.
Well, I apologize.
Your neck out there for me.
But when you're at home, it's a lot easier to swear than when you're in the studio. But after all, I mean, the woman was with him for 20 years. She put up with him, with all his crazy antics.
What'd she look like again?
A pig. But he has a golf tournament, called the Hot Dog Open.
Really?
And I will tell you this, John, and you might not believe me, but it's true, is that at the Hot Dog Open, people will ride the cart. Backwards, they will sit backwards in the seat, and then all hell breaks loose.
That's wild. Yeah, you know we used
if
to
you're
have
like if
here.
You're like I'm the badass on the golf course, and I play golf, and I played golf yesterday. I'm going to play golf tomorrow with Tim Brennan from the Dropkicks, just because I'm dropping names left and right. But the idea that that's cool. you're missing the point a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
No, so these things don't bother you, people. This is not something that bothers you.
Well, no. I mean, I have friends of mine that post all sorts of weird stuff.
Do you know they're miserable?
Of course they are. And when I see something like this, I smile because I automatically know my life is better than theirs.
Yeah, you know it. That's what they do. This is what everything looks good on social media.
Right.
When they post it on social media, looking great. You got to look at it with that weird eye. You know what I mean? Things aren't perfect there.
Yeah.
Well, so during the first couple of months of the coronavirus, I just put what a panic I was in and how miserable I was.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone else was having the time of their lives. They were just, making forts with their kids and everything. And I'm assume that took up a nice 45-minute chunk of the 24-hour day that you were dealing with. It was very exciting. And maybe he should buy another Pearl Jam shirt.
When was the last time you posted anything on Facebook?
I can tell you right now.
Has it been within the last 6 months?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
The last 6 months have been... Oh, I put it that I was divorced on June 8th.
No, I remember that. Mm-hmm. Yes, I remember that part. That's right.
April 5th.
Okay. I can't remember the last time I put anything on Facebook.
And then
I'm talking about going back years.
And then it was August 25th, 19.
I get those memories.
2019. Yeah, every once in a while,
whatever. And I just read.
Well, that's just to make you feel sad.
Well, that's how I knew that today was the anniversary of the Mark Jamelli, Tyler Faith. Where's she from again, Tyler Faith?
She's the adult film star from Saugus. But even though I think she lives in a more remote area now.
Oh, okay.
You know who's very up? He's going to love that I said this. That is very up on the status of Tyler Faith is one JT, our sales guy.
Really?
Oh, JT.
Huh.
So a lot of contact with Tyler Faith.
Interesting.
Hmm.
Interesting. Got me signed photos that I'm like, I can watch her have sex. Like,
that's right. Those signed photos stayed in the
studio. Are those worth anything? Baseball cards? Or
no,
that?
No, no. Those stayed in the studio for
Joe,
a long
they're,
time.
They're, yeah. they're worth their weight in gold, my friend.
I think we left them behind when we moved. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't really take that. Oh, wow. Yeah, a naked picture of a porno chick. Thanks. And she signed it. Neat.
Yeah.
I'll keep this forever. So to be honest with you, John, I have posted nothing this year.
Right.
And
I think most people are like you and me and you, Joe, that What?
I just think Facebook's like where you go to like, you know, make announcements and stuff, I feel like.
Yeah.
I put the last post is from 2016 when I was on stage with the Oh Hello guys, which is one of my proudest moments, which I stand by. With when I was with Nick Kroll and John Mulaney doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And they kept me on stage for how long, John?
45 minutes.
45 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. And I remember you coming in the next day and saying, I sucked. It was awful. I've never been more uncomfortable.
No. That was the Chip Chipperson.
Oh, I got
no,
it.
I, no, right, I did very well on the Oh Hello.
Okay.
I did very
no,
well.
No, it's a Chip Chipperson thing where you walked in and said, I sucked. I don't want to. It was awful.
It was all feedback and confusion.
And I remember I had two friends of mine that actually went to the show, and I called them afterwards and said, was Fred really that bad? And they were taken aback. They said, you didn't do that badly.
Well, they're saints. There's saints walking this earth.
Yes.
All right. Well, listen, I had a very good time today, guys.
And we had a very good time.
Let's do it again tomorrow.
Yeah.
I do appreciate it. And I had a wonderful time. We did not talk about the coronavirus at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win. With FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.